In the first reading today, we hear about this vision that the prophet Ezekiel had at the very beginning of his work as a prophet, and it was to see the glory of God. And he even states that, right? We heard it at the end of the reading. Such was the vision of the glory of God. We need to keep that always in front of us, because at the beginning of the gospel reading today, we're told that our Lord spoke to his apostles and said that the Son of Man is going to be handed over to men, they'll kill him, and he'll be raised on the third day. They were overwhelmed with grief. In other words, they only heard one part of it. They heard that the Son of Man is going to be handed over and he's going to be killed. That's all they heard. They didn't understand the other part. He was going to be raised on the third day. And so all that they could grasp was that he was going to be killed. And they were overwhelmed with grief. But we know what happened. We know that the Lord rose from the dead. We know the glory that is his. We know that he has been glorified at the right hand of God. And so we know that death isn't the end. And that is critically important for us as we look forward. We talk about the things that are about to happen to us. People get all weirded out. Oh, I'm so scared. For what? Yeah, the church is going to be crucified. The church is also going to rise and be glorious. Don't just listen to the first part, focus on the second part. You cannot get to the resurrection without the death. It's the only way. So don't focus on the death. Focus on the resurrection. Focus on the glory. Focus on where you're going. Yes, there are some obstacles in the way, but we're not there for the obstacle. We're there to get to the glory. That's what this is all about. Just as for your own self, if you want to get to heaven, you need to die. So should we be scared of death? No, we should be embracing it. We should be running to it, not with a death wish, not thinking, oh, if I can be suicidal. No. But it's to be able to say, I want to be with God. This is what I have to do to be able to get there. Then that's what I'm going to do. I don't need to be afraid of it. Do I know what to expect? Do I know what that's going to be like? No. And that's oftentimes what scares people, is we don't know, because the unknown is kind of frightening to us. But what we do know is that what God has for us is so far beyond anything that we have ever experienced, and the glory of God is what we are going to be brought into, and the love of the Trinity is what we're going to be brought into. And so we see something like that vision of the glory of the Lord that Ezekiel tells us, and understand that is just a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of what the glory is going to be. St. Paul, when he had that vision, said he saw things that and heard things that cannot even be expressed. Well, Ezekiel was able to express it, which means all that he saw was a tiny fraction of the glory of God. What God has waiting for you is so amazingly glorious that it is beyond our wildest imagination. That's where we need to put our focus. That's what we need to be living our lives for, to be looking forward to being with the Lord. Not to be scared of what we have to do here on earth in order to get there. If there's something that you really truly want, you're willing to do whatever you need to do to get there. And I can guarantee you, in every one of our lives, That's happened to us many times. Think back when you're a teenage kid, whatever it is, you wanted to buy this thing. You had to work, you had to save, you had to struggle, you had to do without, you had to decide that these things are not as important, that is what's important. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get this thing. Maybe you've done the same thing with a house or a car or whatever it may be. There are things in all of our lives where we're looking at what it is that we're seeking. And yeah, we have to do these things in between that are unpleasant and difficult. But we look at it and say, but I'm doing it for a greater cause. Well, this is the greatest cause. This is, we're talking about the salvation of your own soul. We're talking about being able to be with God in the glory of heaven for all eternity. And what do we need to do to get there? Well, in the meantime, we need to make sure that we're in the state of grace, so get to confession, which isn't always the most pleasant thing, but, you know, it's such a gift to have your sins removed. What a blessing. Remember, God doesn't cover them over. He removes them from your soul. He destroys them. Your sins are gone when you confess them and they are forgiven in the confessional. And then you're in the state of grace. And then you have to die. Now, of course, if you're going to try to grow in holiness, there are going to be the crosses, there are going to be the sufferings, there are going to be all that. But again, look forward. Ask yourself, would I prefer to do some of the struggles here, where it's actually meritorious, where I therefore I can learn to love more, I can therefore have a higher place in heaven for all eternity, where that means I can love God more and be loved by Him more for all eternity? Or would I prefer to do it in purgatory, where there is no merit, there is no growth in holiness, it's just suffering to get rid of all the gunk that's in the way? No, here there's merit. Here there is an ability to love more. That's why God gives it to us now. He doesn't want you sitting in purgatory for years and years and years. He wants you in heaven as quickly as you can get there. So the question is, do we want to be there? Is that what the goal is? Well, then there's that one other obstacle that's in the way, and it's death. And if that's what we need to do to get there, then praise God. It's worth embracing. It's not worth being afraid of. That's what we need to do to get to the goal. That's what we need to be looking at. It's ultimately freedom. So again, it's not having a death wish, but it's to be able to not be afraid of it, not to be overwhelmed. So when we're looking at what's going on in the world right now, as I've told you over and over and over and over again, and will continue to remind you, this is the single greatest time in the history of the world to be alive if you want to be a saint. There has never been a better time. And the things that are about to happen is such an overwhelming blessing. So if we look at the garbage, it's like, oh, I'm so scared. Don't look at the garbage. Yeah, the church is going to be crucified. It needs to be. Have you noticed the corruption? I mean, it's pretty blatant. It needs to be purified. It needs to be crucified. And then it is going to be beautiful. It is going to rise glorious. That's where we need to put our focus. It's not on what's happening in the immediate, it's where we're headed. This is what we need to do to get there. And if we have the privilege to be alive when the church is crucified, other than the handful of people who were at the cross 2,000 years ago, this is the greatest event that will have happened in human history, and you get to be a part of it. Should you be scared? No, you should be rejoicing. That's what the apostles, if they would have understood when our Lord said, He will be raised on the third day, That's where they should have put their focus. But they didn't get it. So they put their focus on they're going to kill him. And they were overwhelmed with grief. No, let's look forward. Yeah, we have to go through all this stuff to get to the resurrection. But focus on the resurrection. Don't focus on the rest of it. Because that's all secondary. Those are just the things that we need to do to get to where we're going. So don't be afraid. Don't be filled with grief. Don't be overwhelmed. Be filled with joy. Look at where we're headed and keep your focus on the goal. It's union with Jesus. What more would we want? It's entering into the glory of God. It's what you're created for. This is what God wants for you for the rest of eternity. Rejoice and be glad, Scripture says. Because that's what this is all about. So don't focus on the means. Focus on the end. Yeah, the means aren't going to be too pleasant. So what? The end is worth it. And that's where we need to be focused. Not on the crucifixion, but rather on the resurrection and the glorification with our blessed Lord.